Je dispose d'une preuve.
I have proof. This sentence uses the verb disposer, which means to have or to possess in this context. It is used in the present tense, conjugated with the pronoun je.
I.
D'une is a contraction of de, of, and une. /1. It modifies
preuve,
proof, indicating that the speaker possesses a specific piece of evidence.
Il me faut y aller.
I have to go. This sentence uses the verb
falloir,
which means to be necessary or to have to. It is a
verbe personnel,
impersonal verb, and is conjugated in the third person singular. In this case, it is conjugated in the present tense.
Il faut.
The pronoun
me
is the indirect object pronoun, and signifies that I am the one who must go. The pronoun
e
is a placeholder for a previously mentioned place or location, such as there or to that place. This sentence uses the infinitive form of the verb
aller,
which means to go.
Il me faut partir.
I have to leave. This sentence is in the
il
form, which means he or it in the third person singular.
Il
is the subject pronoun, and
me
is the indirect object pronoun.
For
is a contraction of
il faut,
which means it is necessary.
Partir
is the infinitive verb, meaning to leave. Therefore, the entire sentence means it is necessary for me to leave, or I have to leave.
Tire-toi de là.
Get out of here. This is a very informal, almost rude, way of telling someone to leave. It literally translates to pull yourself from there.
Tire-toi
is the imperative form of the verb
tirer,
meaning to pull. It is used here in the reflexive form
toi,
indicating that the action is done to oneself.
De là
means from there. The combination creates a very direct and abrupt command, often used in a situation where the speaker is angry or annoyed.
Il me faut m'en aller.
I have to leave. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the third person singular pronoun, meaning he or it. Here, it is used impersonally, meaning one or people in general.
Me.
This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning me. This is the indirect object of the verb, indicating who needs to leave.
For.
This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, falloir, which means to be necessary or to have to.
M.
This is the contracted form of me and the verb, which is used to avoid redundancy.
R.
This is a pronoun meaning from it or from there. It is used to indicate the location from which the speaker is leaving.
Aller.
This is the infinitive verb meaning to go. It is used with the preposition en to express the direction of movement. Key concepts. Impersonal pronoun. The use of
il
in this context is important because it emphasizes the general necessity of leaving, rather than a specific person's need to leave. Indirect object. The pronoun
me
indicates who is affected by the necessity of leaving. Contracted form. The use of
m
is a common grammatical feature in French, demonstrating the fusion of the pronoun and the verb for smoother pronunciation. Prepositional phrase. The phrase en aller expresses the direction of movement, indicating the departure from a place. Je dois partir. I must leave. This sentence uses the verb devoir, which means to have to or to must. It is conjugated in the first person singular present tense, which means I must. The verb partir, which means to leave, is in the infinitive form. The infinitive is used after devoir to indicate that the action is necessary. Je dois m'en aller. I must go. This sentence demonstrates the use of the verb devoir, which means to have to or to must. Devoir is a modal verb, meaning that it modifies another verb, in this case aller, which means to go. The pronoun je means I, and ma is a contraction of ma, which literally translates to myself from it, but is used to convey the idea of going away from something. Therefore, the sentence, je dois m'en aller, literally means, I must go away from it, but the more natural translation in English is, I must go. J'entends de la musique. I hear music. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb entendre to hear. The pronoun je is the contraction of je, which means I, and entendre is the first person singular form of the verb entendre in the present tense. De is the preposition of, and la is the definite article. The musique means music. J'ai entendu ça. I heard that. Breakdown. J is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, to have, in the first person singular. Entendu is the past participle of the verb entendre, to hear. Ça is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned or understood. Key concepts. Contractions. French often uses contractions, which combine words for smoother pronunciation. Past participle. The past participle is used in conjunction with the auxiliary verb avoir to form the passé composé, past tense. Pronoun usage. Ça is a versatile pronoun that can refer to a variety of things. J'ai aidé Tom. I helped Tom. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is the most common way to express past actions in French. It's formed using the auxiliary verb avoir to have, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. J is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. A is the present tense conjugation of avoir for the first person singular. Aimer is the past participle of the verb aimer, to help. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object of the verb, but in this case, Tom is masculine singular, so the past participle remains in its masculine singular form. Je l'ai aimé. I helped her. Breakdown. G. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. L. L. This is the direct object pronoun, the contracted form of la. It refers to a feminine noun previously mentioned in the context. AI. A. This is the first person singular form of the verb, avoir, to have, in the passé composé tense. In this case, it is used with the past participle of the verb, aider, to help, to form the complete verb of the sentence. Aider. Aider. This is the past participle of the verb, aider, to help. It is in the feminine singular form to agree with the direct object pronoun, la. Key concepts. Subject pronoun. Je. Is the subject pronoun, indicating the person performing the action. Direct object pronoun. L. Is the direct object pronoun, representing the person being helped. Past composé. The verb phrase, aidé, is in the passé composé tense, used to describe a completed action in the past. Agreement. The past participle, aidé, agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun, la. Je l'aidais. I was helping him slash her. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. L. This is a contracted form of the direct object pronoun, le, him slash it slash the masculine singular, and the article, la, her slash it slash the feminine singular. Aider. This is the imperfect tense of the verb, aider, to help. It indicates an ongoing action in the past. Key concepts. Subject pronouns. The pronoun, G, indicates that the subject of the sentence is, I. Direct object pronouns. The pronoun, L, is the direct object of the verb, aider, and represents the person being helped. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense, aider, describes an action that was happening in the past. It suggests continuity, habit, or a description of a scene.
J'ai donné un coup de main.
I helped out. The sentence is in the passé composé, which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is a, which is the first person singular present tense of avoir. The past participle of the verb donner is donner. The phrase coup de main literally means blow of hand, but in this context, it means helping hand or assistance. It is a common expression in French to mean to help.
J'honore cela.
I honor that. This sentence uses the je form of the verb honorer, which means to honor in English. The je form is used for the subject, I, in the present tense. The cela is a pronoun that means that or it. It functions as the object of the verb honorer.
Dégage.
This is a very informal and rude way of telling someone to leave. It literally translates to unplug or disengage, but it is understood to mean get out of here. It is considered very impolite and should not be used in formal settings.
J'ai donné un câlin à Tom.
I gave Tom a hug. Breakdown. Je is the contracted form of je, which means I have. It's used with the past participle donné to form the passé composé, the common past tense in French. Donné. is the past participle of the verb donner, which means to give. Here, it indicates a completed action in the past. A câlin is a masculine noun meaning a hug. A is a preposition meaning to or at and is used to introduce the indirect object, Tom. Tom is the name of the person receiving the hug. Key concepts. Past tense. The sentence uses the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. Direct object. A câlin is the direct object of the verb. Donner. Indirect object. Tom is the indirect object of the verb. Donner. And is introduced by the preposition. A. Je l'ai traîné. I hugged him / her. The sentence uses the passé simple. Simple past tense of the verb. Étreindre. To hug. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Elle is the direct object pronoun, meaning him / her. It is a contraction of le, the masculine singular definite article, and the object pronoun. Il. He. The object pronoun is placed before the conjugated verb. This sentence is a simple example of the passé simple tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. J'ai improvisé. I improvised. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have already been completed. J is the contraction of je, I, and a, have. Improvisé is the past participle of the verb improvisé, to improvise. Je viens juste de déménager. I just moved. Breakdown. Je. I. Subject pronoun. Viens. Come. Present tense of the verb venir, to come. Juste. Just. Adverb. De. Of. From. Preposition. Déménager. To move. Infinitive verb. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb vient is in the present tense, indicating an action happening now or recently. De plus infinitive. The preposition de followed by the infinitive. Déménager forms a phrase that indicates the action that has just been completed. This is a common way to express recent actions in French. Je viens juste de bouger. I just moved. This sentence is in the present perfect tense, which is used to talk about actions that happened in the past, but are still relevant to the present. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Viens is the present tense of the verb venir, to come. Juste is an adverb that means just or recently. De is a preposition that means of or from. Bouger is the infinitive verb to move. The present perfect is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of bouger is bouger. The auxiliary verb is usually contracted with the subject pronoun, but in this case, it is omitted because the sentence is informal. The entire phrase translates to, I just moved, which implies that the speaker has recently moved and is still living in their new location. Jumia det mute. I have just been transferred. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in the first person singular. Mia. This is the present tense of the verb. Venir. To come, in the first person singular. However, it is used in the present perfect tense with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have, which is implied here. The present perfect tense in French is used to talk about actions that happened in the past, but have a connection to the present. Mais. This is a contraction of. De. Of, and the definite article. Le. Le. Et. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to be, which is used with the past participle. Mute. To create the passive voice. Mute. This is the past participle of the verb. Mute. To transfer. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the subject of the sentence, which is je. I, and is therefore masculine singular. The literal translation of this sentence would be, I come from being transferred. However, the nuance of the present perfect tense means the transfer is still affecting the person in the present. J'ai ma chien. I am raising a dog. This sentence uses the je form of the verb élever, which means to raise or to bring up. The je form is used for the first person singular, meaning I. The noun chien is in the singular form, indicating that there is only one dog. J'en sais beaucoup. I know a lot. This sentence uses the pronoun en, which stands in for a previously mentioned noun. In this case, it refers to something that was previously mentioned and understood by the speaker and the listener. Savoir is the verb to know, and beaucoup means a lot. So literally, the sentence translates as, I know of it a lot. But the en is implied, and the most natural English translation is, I know a lot. Je connais un moyen. I know a way. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb connaître, which means to know. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Connais. This is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb connaître. Un. This is the indefinite article, a, or, an, referring to a singular masculine noun. Moyen. This is the noun, way, method, or, means. Va-t'en. Go away. The sentence, va-t'en, is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. Va. Va. Is the informal second person singular imperative form of the verb. Aller. To go. T'es. Is a contracted form of the pronoun. De. You, and the verb. Être. To be. It's used here to create a more emphatic and forceful command. En. En. Is a pronoun meaning, away, or, from here. The literal translation would be, go yourself away. It is similar in meaning to the English phrase, go away. Or, leave. J'aime les haricots. I like beans. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. J is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have. It's a common way to say I in French. M is the present tense form of the verb aimer. to love slash like. Le is the plural definite article, meaning the. Ariko is the plural form of ariko. Bean. The sentence structure is subject, I, plus verb, like, plus object, beans. J'aime le pain. I like bread. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. J is the contracted form of je, I, and m. Like slash love. The is a liaison between the two words. Le is the definite article for masculine singular nouns, and it means the. Is a masculine singular noun meaning bread. J'apprécie les échecs. I appreciate chess. This sentence uses the verb apprécier, which means to appreciate in English. The subject pronoun j is a contraction of je, meaning I, and the at the end of apprécier is an agreement marker, indicating that the subject is singular. The direct object is les échecs, which translates to chess in English. J'aime les fruits. I like fruits. The sentence, j'aime les fruits, is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Let's break it down. J'aime is the first person singular form of the verb aimer. To like. It's conjugated with the subject pronoun je, I, which is omitted in this case, because it's implied by the verb ending. Les is the plural definite article, meaning the. It agrees in gender and number with the noun fruit that it modifies. Fruits is a masculine plural noun meaning fruits. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb aimer is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the implied subject. Je. I. Definite article agreement. The definite article. Le. Agrees in gender, masculine, and number, plural, with the noun. J'aime les filles. I like girls. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the aimer verb, which means to like. The subject is je, which means I, and is an indirect object pronoun. The direct object is les filles, which means the girls, and is a plural noun. The le is a definite article meaning the. J'aime le miel. I like honey. This is a simple sentence in the present tense using the j'aime verb conjugation. The subject of the sentence is I, je, which is implied in the verb conjugation. J'aime. The verb is aimer, meaning to like, and the object is le miel, meaning honey. Le is the definite article meaning the, and miel is masculine. J'aime la musique. I like music. This sentence is very simple and demonstrates the basic structure of a French sentence. J is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have. It is the subject pronoun in this sentence. M is the present tense of the verb aimer. To like. It is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject. Je. La is the definite article for feminine singular nouns. Musique is the noun meaning music. It is feminine in French. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to, I like music.
J'apprécie l'opéra.
I appreciate opera. This sentence is in the first person singular, present tense. J.
G.
stands for I and is the subject pronoun.
Apprécie
is the verb to appreciate, conjugated in the first person singular present tense.
L
is the definite article, the, before a feminine noun.
Opéra
is the noun, opera. Therefore, the sentence means, I appreciate opera.
J'aime le sucre.
I like sugar. This sentence uses the
J,
which is a contraction of
je,
I, and
m.
Like the word
le
is the definite article for masculine singular nouns, which in this case is
sucre,
sugar.
J'aime les sushis.
I like sushi. This sentence is quite simple. It uses the verb aimer, which means
aimer,
to like. This is conjugated in the first person singular, present tense, so
j'aime
means I like. The object of the sentence is
les sushis,
which means sushi in the plural.
Salut.
Hello. This is a very common and informal greeting in French.
Salut
is a contraction of
santé,
which means be healthy.
J'aime ceci.
I like these. This sentence utilizes the
j
contraction for
je,
I, and
m.
Like ceci means these and is a demonstrative adjective. The sentence illustrates the agreement of adjectives in French, as
ceci
takes the masculine plural form to match the noun that is implied, but not stated, perhaps
objet
or chocolat.
J'aime celle-ci.
I like these ones. This sentence uses the verb
aimer,
which means to like, and is conjugated in the first person singular
je,
I, in the present tense. The object of the verb is
celle-ci,
which means these ones. It is a demonstrative adjective, agreeing in gender and number with the noun it modifies. This means it shows which ones are being referred to, and it's singular and feminine in this case.
J'apprécie les femmes.
I appreciate women. This sentence uses the
je
form of the verb
apprécier,
which means to appreciate.
J'apprécie
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of
apprécier.
The object of the verb is
les femmes,
which means women. This is a plural noun, so the article is
les
rather than
la,
which would be used for a singular noun.
J'aime les femmes.
I like women. This sentence uses the
je,
I, form of the verb
aimer,
to like, in the present tense.
J'aime
is the contracted form of
je aime,
which is a common contraction in French.
Les femmes
is the plural form of
la femme,
the woman, and is used here to indicate that the speaker likes women in general.
J'aime ça.
I liked it. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express past actions in French. It's formed using the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Here's a breakdown. G colon, this is the contracted form of je, I, and a, have. Ma colon, this is the past participle of the verb ma, to like. Sa colon, this is a pronoun meaning that or it. So the complete sentence translates to I have liked that. In English, it is more natural to say I liked it, which is why the passé composé is often translated as a simple past tense in English. Je vis seul. I live alone. G. Je is the first person singular pronoun meaning I. This. Vi is the first person singular present tense of the verb vivre, meaning to live. Seul. Seul is an adjective meaning alone. It is placed after the verb in this sentence, which is common in French. J'habite seul. I live alone. J is the contraction of je, I, and habite. Live. Habite is the third person singular present indicative of the verb habiter, to live, to dwell. Seul means alone and modifies the subject. Je. J'ai perdu à Paris. I lost a bet. Breakdown. J colon, this is the contraction of je, I, and a, have. It's a common way to shorten these words in French. A colon, this is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, to have, in the first person singular, I. Perdu colon, this is the past participle of the verb perdre, to lose. It's used here in a compound tense, the past indefinite. Passé composé. Colon, this is the indefinite article, a, or, an. Paris. Colon, this is the noun, bet. Key concepts. Past indefinite tense. This tense is used to describe completed actions in the past. Contractions. French uses contractions frequently, especially with the verb avoir. This helps to make the language sound more natural and less formal. J'ai encore perdu. I lost again. The sentence is in the passé composé. Past perfect tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. The subject is J, which is the contraction of je, I, and a, have. The verb is perdu, lost, which is the past participle of the verb perdre, to lose. The word encore, again, is an adverb that modifies the verb perdu. J'ai perdu courage. I have lost courage. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense a, and the past participle of the main verb perdu, lost. the direct object of the verb. Courage. Courage is placed after the verb. This sentence conveys a feeling of discouragement or loss of hope. J'adore les oiseaux. I love birds. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb adorer, which means to love or to adore. The subject pronoun J stands for I and is a contraction of je and le. The object of the verb is les oiseaux, meaning the birds. It is a plural noun, so the verb adorer takes the plural form. J'adore les livres. I love books. This is a simple sentence in French using the present tense of the verb adorer. To adore, conjugated in the first person singular. J is a contraction of je, I, and e. Have. Adore is the present tense conjugation of adorer. To adore, in the first person singular. Le is the plural definite article meaning the. Livre is the plural noun for books. J'adore le pain. I love bread. The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus object. J. J. is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Adore is the verb, meaning love. The conjugation is in the present tense, first person singular. Le. Pain is the direct object, meaning bread. Le is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the. J'adore les jeux. I love games. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the J contraction of je, I, and adore. Love. The object of the verb is les jeux. Games. Le is the plural definite article, meaning the. J'adore les blagues. I love jokes. This sentence uses the verb adorer. Adorer. Which means to love or to adore. It's conjugated in the present tense. J'adore. J'adore. Which means I love or I adore. Les. Le means the and is a plural definite article. Blagues. Blague means jokes. The sentence structure is simple. Subject, I, plus verb, love, plus object, jokes. J'adore les plaisanteries. I love jokes. This sentence uses the verb adorer. Adorer. Which means, to love, in English. It is conjugated in the first person singular present tense. The noun, les plaisanteries, means jokes, and is in the plural form. The definite article, les, is used because the speaker is referring to jokes in general, not specific jokes. J'adore la musique. I love music. This sentence uses the verb adorer, which means to love in English. Le J is a contraction of je, meaning I. La musique means the music in English. The sentence structure is very simple, using the subject pronoun, the verb, and the object. This is a common way to express a simple statement in French. J'aime beaucoup la musique. I really like music. This sentence uses the verb aimer, which means to like in the present tense. Shem is the first person singular form of the verb, meaning, I like.
Waku
means a lot or very much, and it modifies the verb. Aime. La musique is the noun, music, in the feminine singular form. The sentence structure is simple. Subject. Je. I, plus verb. M. Like, plus adverb.
Waku.
A lot, plus object. La musique. Music. Je tripe sur la musique. I'm really into the music. Breakdown. Je. This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I. Tripe. This is a slang verb meaning, to be really into something, or, to be obsessed with something. Sur. This preposition means, on, or, about, but in this context, it signifies the object of the obsession. La musique. This is the feminine singular noun, music. Key concepts. Slang. The verb. Tripe. Is a slang term, and would not be used in formal writing. Preposition. The preposition. Sur. Is essential to understand the relationship between the subject and the object of the verb. Feminine noun. The noun. La musique. Is feminine, requiring the use of the feminine definite article. La. J'adore la pizza. I love pizza. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb adore, which means, to love, or, to adore. The subject of the sentence is, I, which is represented by the pronoun je, which is a contraction of je, I, and le. The object of the sentence is pizza, which is represented by the noun la pizza. La is the feminine singular definite article meaning the. Therefore, the sentence is a simple declarative statement expressing a preference. Bigger pizza. Get out. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command. The verb dégarpir is a slang term for to leave or to get out. It is informal and often used in a forceful or rude way. The a ending indicates that the command is addressed to you. J'aime le voyage. I like to travel. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the je form of the verb aimer, which means to like. Je is the contracted form of je and a, which is the present tense conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir. The auxiliary verb is necessary to conjugate the verb aimer in the present tense. M is the present tense conjugation of the verb aimer in the first person singular. Le is the definite article, meaning the, and is used in this case to refer to plural objects. Voyage is the plural form of the noun voyage, which means trip or journey. The sentence translates to, I like trips slash journeys slash travel. J'adore ça. I loved it. The sentence uses the parfait tense of the verb adore, which translates to love or to adore. The parfait describes a past action or state that continued for a period of time. The pronoun je is the contracted form of je which means I. Sa is a pronoun, which means it or that. J'ai adoré ça.
I loved it. This sentence is a simple statement in the past tense.
J is the contraction of je,
I, and
a.
Have.
Adoré
is the past participle of the verb
adoré.
To love. It's in the masculine singular form to agree with the direct object.
Ça.
It.
Ça.
Is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned. Key concepts. Contractions. The contraction of
je
and
a
is very common in French. Past participle agreement. The past participle.
Adoré
agrees in gender and number with the direct object.
Ça. J'ai effectué un pari.
I made a bet. J'ai, this is the first person singular present perfect of the verb.
Avoir.
To have. In this case, it's used to form the present perfect tense with the past participle.
Effectuer.
Effectuer, this is the past participle of the verb.
Effectuer.
To carry out, to perform. It agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Je.
I. This is the indefinite article for a masculine singular noun. Paris, this is the noun.
Paris.
Bet. The sentence is in the present perfect tense, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past and has a connection to the present. In this case, the speaker is saying that they made a bet, and the outcome of the bet is still relevant.
Je l'ai inventé.
I invented it.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Elle
is a contraction of
le,
the masculine singular definite article, and
le,
the object pronoun, it.
A
is the first person singular present indicative of the verb
avoir.
To have.
Inventé
is the past participle of the verb
inventé.
To invent. The past participle
inventé
is used here to form the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past.
The
a indicates that the action took place in the past, and is completed.
J'ai élaboré des plans.
I have developed plans.
J'ai
is the contraction of
j'ai,
meaning, I have.
Élaboré
is the past participle of the verb
élaboré,
meaning, to develop, or to elaborate.
De
is a contraction of
de le,
meaning of the.
Plan
means plans. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past.
J'ai fait des projets.
I have done projects.
J.
Colon, this is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a.
Have.
A.
Colon, this is the present tense conjugation of the verb
avoir.
To have, in the first person singular. It is used in the present perfect tense to indicate that the action has been completed.
Fair.
Colon, this is the past participle of the verb.
Faire.
To do, or to make.
De.
Colon, this is the plural form of the definite article.
De.
Of.
Projet.
Colon,
This is the plural form of the noun.
Projet.
Project. The entire phrase is in the present perfect tense, indicating that the speaker has already completed the action of doing projects. The phrase is grammatically correct, and expresses a simple, straightforward idea.
J'ai fait ceci.
I have done these.
Breakdown. J
is a contraction of the pronoun.
Je.
I, and the verb.
E.
Have. The I in.
Je.
Is dropped, because it comes before a vowel.
E.
Is the present tense conjugation of the verb.
Avoir.
To have, in the first person singular.
Faire.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Faire.
To do slash make.
Ceci.
Is a demonstrative adjective referring to masculine plural nouns that are near the speaker. It means, these.
J'ai fait celle-ci.
I have done these. Breakdown.
J'ai.
This is the contracted form of.
J'ai.
Meaning, I have.
The.
A. Is conjugated in the present tense, and agrees with the subject pronoun.
Je.
Faire. This is the past participle of the verb.
Faire.
Meaning, to do, or, to make. The past participle agrees with the direct object, which is implicit in this case.
Celle-ci.
This is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning, these ones, or, these.
The.
Si. Ending is used to indicate proximity to the speaker. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb.
E.
Agrees with the subject pronoun.
Je.
Past participle agreement. The past participle.
Faire.
Agrees with the implicit direct object. Demonstrative pronouns.
Celle-ci.
Indicates proximity to the speaker.
J'ai confectionné ceci.
I made these. Here's a breakdown of the sentence.
J'ai.
Is the contraction of.
Je.
I, and.
A.
Have.
A.
Is the first person singular form of the verb.
Avoir.
To have, conjugated in the present tense.
Confectionner.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Confectionner.
To make, to make. It's used here in the past tense.
Ceci.
Is the masculine plural demonstrative pronoun, meaning, these. It refers to something already mentioned, or clearly understood. Key concepts. Contractions.
J.
Is a common contraction in French, demonstrating the close relationship between the pronouns.
Je.
And the verb.
Avoir.
In certain tenses. Past participle. The past participle.
Confectionner.
Is used with.
Avoir.
To form the compound past tense in French, a common way to express an action that happened in the past. Demonstrative pronouns.
Ceci.
Shows the speaker's clear intention to point out something specific, these, rather than, those.
Il se pourrait que je reste.
It could be that I stay. This sentence uses the conditional mood, which expresses possibility, or uncertainty.
Il
is the third person singular pronoun meaning, he, or, it. But here, it is used impersonally, meaning, it.
Se
is a reflexive pronoun meaning, himself, or, itself. It is used with the verb.
Pourrait,
which is the conditional form of the verb.
pouvoir, meaning to be able to or to be possible. Pourrait implies possibility or uncertainty. Que is a conjunction introducing the subjunctive mood, which is used after certain verbs to express a desire, suggestion, or doubt. Je is the first person singular pronoun meaning I. Rest is the present subjunctive form of the verb. Rester meaning to stay. The sentence is grammatically correct and conveys the possibility of the speaker staying. Tu m'as marqué. You missed me. The sentence is in the to form, which is the informal form of you, used with close friends and family. Tu. Tu is the subject pronoun, meaning you. M'as. Ma is a contraction of me as, meaning you have. The m is a contraction of the pronoun me, and the as is the contracted form of the verb avoir in the present tense. The verb avoir means to have in English. This is one of the most important verbs in French. Manquer. Marquer is the past participle of the verb manquer. Marquer, which means to miss or to lack. This sentence expresses a feeling of longing or absence. It could be said by someone who has been away from another person for a while and is happy to be reunited.